This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And what a Tuesday it is going to be. There is so much palace intrigue going on in the country right now, and I, for one, cannot take my eyes off of it. So we will discuss the different factions out there right now, how it's all playing out. We're going to discuss our medical institutions, our military institutions, how the communists are still focused. I'm going to do a bunch of emails for a roundup there. We're going to talk about the enemy declaring himself to be the enemy. You're not going to believe what they said on CNN. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And we're going to have fun. But I want to do something first that is going to sound out of left field. And it is out of left field. But I feel like doing it. We'll get to the palace intrigue, Joe Biden, White House stuff in a moment. But I got this email, this long email. And it's sad. I'll just warn you. But here it is. Here it is. Hey, Jesse. This email is a sad one. Our youngest son took his life September 15th, 2021 by jumping off a bridge. I won't say where. He says where. I'm just not going to say where. He felt he had failed. He left behind a wife, four beautiful children. My wife and I raised 11 children, six of our own, five adopted, dozens of foster kids. But I have become a bitter old man, and if allowed to do it again, I truly feel that I would not. My family is at war. Four of our children and nine grandchildren will have nothing to do with us, and it has killed my wife and I. The pain is almost unbearable. We have not changed, but I do not recognize the world around us. We were a happy, all-American family until the 2020 election, and I think we are not alone. Please pray for my family and for our great country and for all the families who struggle to love each other in this crazy world. I fear we are under attack. Thanks for all you do. We support Tunnel to Towers, Preborn. May God keep you all. May truth prevail, so on and so forth. Okay, so why would I read a sad email like this, especially to start off the show with all this palace intrigue and things going on right now? Well, he said in there, it feels like we are under attack. Let's talk about that. We are. Because good is always under attack. It always has been. It always will be. It is part of the nature of man. It is part of the demons who roam to and fro on this earth. When there is something good, anything good, it will eventually be attacked by bad and evil. And when those attacks come, it will divide us. And it will very sadly divide families. Divide families against themselves. That story he just read breaks my heart because I could imagine if that was my family. One of my sons hates me now. The other one harms himself. The grandkids, half of them hate our guts. For me, that would rip my guts out. I don't know how I would march on. But I only wanted to remind everybody, whatever your struggle is now, maybe you can't pay the bills. Maybe you have a rotten school board. Maybe you're just sick about the White House. Maybe you hate the GOP as much as the Democrats. Maybe it's medical things you have going on. Maybe who knows? Everyone has their own story, and everyone, myself included, has their own struggle and struggles. Every single person on earth has them. Do remember that you are under attack. These things don't just happen. There are evil forces in this world, and they attack us all the time. It doesn't mean we quit. It doesn't mean we give up. It doesn't mean also that we, well, I wished I'd never done it. I had a friend one time, this is years ago, and he loved his wife. They were dating for, there were those people, they dated for about 15 minutes before they got married. It wasn't that, but I think it was 6 months before he proposed, something. But it was, no one even dogged on him when he proposed, because it was just obvious, oh, these two are going to get married, and they're awesome together. And they had, they got married, and then just, look, life happens. Horrible things happen. 2 years into their marriage, they're those people, one of those couples that's so in love it makes you sick. You're around them and you're just like, oh my goodness, why don't you two just go home and make another child or something, please? But that's the way they were, and it was wonderful. I'm not dogging, it was wonderful. And then cancer, she gets it very young. She was under 30, I believe. Under 30, cancer, terminal, gone, 6 months. Left behind a young son, and he has Down syndrome. And you know, Down syndrome people are the most wonderful freaking people on the planet. There's no one more precious and special than these people. They're just awesome. If you've ever been, if you've never been around them, I would encourage you to do so. But also, raising a son like that can be a lot of work for both parents, let alone one. And he was telling me one night, I got to be honest, Jesse. Now, granted, he had a couple beers in him, but he said, I got to be honest, Jesse. I wished I'd never met her. That's how bad it hurts. I wished I'd never met her. And I didn't have an answer then that is good, and I don't have necessarily an answer now to tell you that is good. I just want you to understand that evil things, evil people, evil spiritual forces, evil things are attacking you because you're good, because you want things that are good, because you want what's best for your family, or maybe we're talking about your personal health or your community, or maybe it's just your country if we're talking about big things. You feel like you're attacked and your values are being attacked constantly by every single side, because they are. And they are because you're right. If you were looking to your right, your left, in front of you, behind you, and everyone around you, and if you're turning on the news at night, and every time you turn on the news, they're echoing your values and cheering for your values, and you're looking at the news saying, yeah, that confirms all of my beliefs. And you go into a university system, and you sit down in front of your sociology professor, and he's championing your values at all times. And then you leave there, and you head to a Hollywood movie. It's a big movie coming out on Friday. And you're on the big screen, and they share your values, and they're promoting your values. Guess what? Your values suck. That's the truth. The truth is, we are made. You, me, and the good people in this world, we are made to be attacked because evil hates us. I want you to listen to something, and then we'll move on. We'll talk about some politics, stuff like that. I want you to listen to this. This is on CNN. I saw this initially, and I'll be honest, my blood pressure got up a little. That's wrong. That's a lie. Who is this communist witch? And then I thought to myself, I don't want CNN to praise what I believe. If I turn on CNN and they're praising what I believe, it's time for me to question what I believe.
By the way, Thomas Jefferson, he advocated for freedom of religion, actually not the establishment of a religion, for one. But are you okay with all teachings of the Bible? If you want to bring it back into the classroom, rape, incest, beheading, is that acceptable to you?
Why would that get me mad? I want the evil people to hate me. And even if they don't hate me personally, maybe that's too far for you. Maybe you're a nice person. I want evil people to hate the things I want. And I hate the things they want. And we are in a battle, a never-ending battle. Maybe it affects our family, like this heartbreaking story here of this guy who emailed in. Maybe it's just your school. Maybe who knows what your situation is. But we are in a battle, and there will be casualties on every side. I know that maybe doesn't make it easier. Maybe in a way what I just said makes it harder. But you should You should know that you're being attacked because you're good, because the things you want are good. And in the end, we will win. All right? All right. Now, enough of that sappy stuff. I want to talk about horrible palace intrigue, drama, the Biden White House, allies, enemies are emerging. I find this to be so fascinating and exciting. Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let me talk about this really quickly. There are struggles people have, speaking of struggles, that we don't see, that we also don't even know about. Here's one for you. We take for granted the fire department, don't we? If right now Jewish producer Chris set some rye bread on fire in the kitchen or something like that, and we had smoke coming out everywhere, I could pick up my cell phone and I could call the fire department. It'd probably be here in 5 minutes. Firemen would be rolling through the door, spraying things down. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you hired that idiot. And I'd be like, yeah, I can't believe I did it anyway, but it would be out in 5 minutes. Did you know that in northern parts of Israel, it's so rural, there's no firefighting equipment? And there are wildfires all over the place because Hezbollah keeps dropping missiles in there. Did you know that? Did you know that the IFCJ, one of the many things they do, is provide basic firefighting equipment so they can put out wildfires up there? When I ask you to sign a pledge, that's the kind of thing I'm asking for. That's the kind of thing I'm asking for you to pledge just to support. It's just a pledge. That's it. It's nothing monetary. There's nothing there. It's just, yeah, I support IFCJ. Go to supportifcj.org and sign the pledge. It's 2 minutes. Supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show and you should. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, I realize I missed the boat on something to start off the show. I keep forgetting that people now watch me do the radio show because you can watch it on the First TV. I should probably explain why I have Band-Aids on. For those who are not watching on the simulcast, the index finger and middle finger on my right hand have very large Band-Aids on the end of them. So let's just do a little recap, shall we? Remember yesterday when I was talking about how I was going to go home and I had bought this little air fryer? It's like $35, and I bought some big thing of beef tallow, and I was going to do my first experiment ever deep frying in the house. You do remember that, right? You remember that, Chris, Michael, everyone remembers that? Okay. Well, you see, the $35 beef or the $35 deep fryer, it came with a flaw that I didn't necessarily realize it had to begin with. Here, allow me to set the table, shall we? I get home. The boys have peeled the potatoes as instructed. I go over to the potatoes. I slice up some potatoes. We're getting ready to get going here. We're going to do French fries and shrimp. And I take the new deep fryer, I plug it in, I do not turn it on. I plug it in because I wanted to go do a couple other things and I was going to come back, turn it on, and then we're going to get to deep frying in the Kelly house. So I plug it in, I get to do a couple other things, and I come back and I'm ready to get going. But I notice it's a little close to the edge. So I reach out with my hands and I just latch on to the side of this thing to move it. I just wanted to move it further in, further away from the edge of the counter. Well, the $35 deep fryer that I bought, it actually doesn't have an on-off button. It doesn't have a temperature adjuster at all. It is plugged in and on, or it's off. I have some fairly sizable blisters on my index finger and middle finger of my right hand. I am in no way proud of some of the words that came out of my mouth when I was moving the deep fryer. My youngest son, who was standing right there, grew up a lot last night. You should know that in the end, the fries were quite good, and the shrimp was pretty good, too. Actually, the food turned out to be not bad, but I'm in some pain. We're probably looking at least second degree here. There's probably some low-grade nerve damage, and that's where we are. Anyway, if you're watching on the simulcast, and it looks like that my fingers got scalded, that's because they did. What, Chris? What do you have to say? How do the fruits? It's wonderful. I would have offered you some shrimp, Chris, but we all know your rules and whatnot. The fries were very legit. Fries were very, very legit. Now, I also let my son salt the fries, and he may have overdone it a little bit, so it would be hard for anything that salty to be bad. In fact, I've had approximately 20 gallons of water since then. I haven't peed once. So they were a little heavy on the salt. Either way, that's what happened in the Kelly household. Now let's talk about politics, shall we? Now I need to throw a little disclaimer on this discussion when we're talking about Joe Biden and palace intrigue and the divisions and these people are going this way and these people are going that way and these people are pro-Biden, these people are anti-Biden. So the disclaimer I'm going to throw on all of this is this. I realize this is all terrible for the country. It is. We are in a really, really bad spot as a country, and I'm not denying that. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not ignoring it. If I'm being frank with you, just you and me talking, I get heartsick over the state of our country. Not just on the air. You know, I tell you on the air how I feel. I'm not performing here. Privately, when I'm with my family. My mom just came down and she saw me go through it. I will look at the state of things and I will let it get me down briefly and then I'll dig myself right back out and we move on. So we got to march on, right? We can't sit around and suck our thumb. But deep down, I am heartsick over what is happening to the country I love. And it's really, really, really bad and frankly embarrassing that we have a president who can't talk and can't walk. And it's embarrassing to me that we have a government that is this corrupt. Governments are all corrupt. That's really the nature of government. There's always some level of corruption there. But the corruption in your nation's good years, early years, I should say, is generally kept in check. It's kept in check by the public. It's kept in check by the people you're sending into the government. It's kept in check. We're naked now. We're nakedly corrupt. There's no covering it up. Everyone can see how corrupt we are. And I know this is probably bad because you shouldn't care what other people think or other countries think. I get embarrassed when I think that other countries look at Joe Biden and they know he's our president. Doesn't that embarrass you a little? It embarrasses me. All right, that's my disclaimer. I put the disclaimer out there. Now we're going to move on and we're going to talk about the drama because I can't take my eyes off it and I am enjoying every single solitary second of it. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, well, Jesse, how could you enjoy something so bad? Well, listen, my T levels are through the roof, so I don't get depressed. I don't get down. I will have moments of sadness. But fellas, let me ask you, honestly, do you get low a lot? Now, I'm not talking every now and then you're sad because you watched Old Yeller. I mean, do you get low a lot? You know that very well might be a testosterone thing. We've lost half the country's testosterone in the last 50 years. It's in free fall. And it affects your mood, gentlemen. Try some natural herbal supplements. Try a male vitality stack from Chalk. Give it just 90 days. I'm not asking for some lifetime commitment. Get a subscription. Take it for 90 days. If you don't feel better, cancel it. I want you to cancel it. You will be amazed by how you feel. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? Palace drama. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Now let's dig into this. I can't stop watching what's happening right now. The drama, the palace intrigue happening in the United States of America, happening at the Biden White House. And look, these are the headlines. I'm just going to read you all the headlines and then we'll talk about all this stuff. Carl Bernstein reveals sources very close to Biden have been concerned about his cognitive decline for more than a year. Kamala Harris allies seethe as white Democrats dominate Biden replacement talks. Whitmer, that would be Gretchen Whitmer, denies report that she privately said Biden couldn't win Michigan. Biden campaign says Biden's fundraising cash would go to Kamala Harris. Hunter Biden has joined the White House meetings as he stays close to the president post-debate. Democratic governors seek a meeting with the White House. Representative Lloyd Doggett becomes the first Democrat lawmaker to call for Joe Biden to drop out. All right, so here is what is happening. Let's just lay all this out extremely simply. You know about Biden in the debate. We covered all that. You got it. Joe Biden's a disaster. Now everyone knows it. Now you have a real game here. And it's a game where the stakes are very, very high. We're talking about the White House. We're talking about the Oval Office. And here are the different players in the game. You have Joe Biden himself and the Biden family. We'll just make that Biden's family. All right, so those are part of the team, Biden. You have Kamala Harris. She's part of this whole thing. Barack Obama is part of this whole thing. You have other ambitious people who want that seat, like Gretchen Whitmer. They're part of this whole thing. You have other Democrats who may like Joe Biden, but they're concerned about him being the nominee costing them their seat. So selfishly, they're part of this whole thing. And there are so many different things at play here. It's difficult to keep all of them straight in your head. So let's just start laying everything out as clearly as we possibly can. First, Team Biden. It's very small right now. As small as a presidential team can possibly be. And when I say Team Biden, I'm talking about the people who want Joe Biden to stay in the race and keep going. So who's on Team Biden right now? Well, very clearly Joe Biden, obviously. Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, we'll just make that the Biden immediate family. They're on Joe Biden's team. Why? We've covered all that already. It's not because they love it or not because they care about the country or anything like that. Joe Biden, for the entirety of his political career, has used his office to enrich his family members and, of course, himself. 10% for the big guy. These are people who only exist above food stamp level because Joe Biden has managed to get elected. He has been the honey hole they've got to go to for a very long time to dip their beak in. The thought of Joe Biden giving up the most lucrative political job there is insanity to them. So we'll set them aside. But it also explains why Hunter Biden is brought in, because you, me, We may see something like this. We may hear stories like this.
We're now learning that Hunter Biden is attending some of the president's meetings at the White House, staying close to his father post-debate.
We have learned from sources familiar with the situation at the White House that Hunter Biden has been by his father's side ever since they were at Camp David this weekend as a family, where they had some discussions about the president's potential path forward here and his reelection campaign, and that since he returned from Camp David last evening with his father, we understand that Hunter Biden has even joined some meetings and conversations that have taken place between the president and some of his most senior advisors. And
that was a report from MSNBC. From the outside looking in, you look at that and I look at that and you think, wait a minute. The president free-falling in the polls after a disastrous debate performance is bringing in the convicted felon crackhead? That's his new closest advisor? And I understand that's how you would look at it, and that's how I would look at it. But look at it from Joe Biden's perspective. Joe Biden is running out of friends. He's running out of allies. Hunter Biden is not only his son. Hunter Biden, even if there's no love there, and there may be, I don't know. Not only is he his son, Hunter Biden is a business partner. Remember, we have the text messages, we have the email. This is way beyond rumor now. Joe Biden, the Biden family, they have a bunch of shell companies, and they do international business deals courtesy of Joe that enrich the entire family. It is a corrupt political crime family. It is. It's the Clintons all over again. That's exactly what it is. Now, that brings me to a point I want to make before we get to the other factions here. You know how long I've been telling you that I think they're going to kick Joe Biden out and replace him. I realize everyone's saying that now. It's been 2 years I've been telling you that the system is going to run him out and replace him. It's just my theory. I don't know. No one knows right now. But it's my theory, and it's been my theory. Okay. But what are the reasons why he wouldn't? Why wouldn't Joe Biden just leave when you think about it? So let's talk about that. What would keep him there? Oh, we know about Jill Biden. We know that Jill is driving a lot of this. She's making the decisions. So we get that. But if you're Joe Biden, you were president. Even if it was a crappy presidency and only 4 years, you're still going to get a presidential library and your portrait's going to be on the wall and you're never going to want for anything the rest of your, well, it's probably not going to be a long time, but for the rest of your life, medical care, whatever you want, steak dinners. If you can manage to get onto a plane without falling over, you can fly all over the world on a private jet. You want for nothing now because you're the former president of the United States. Why not just walk away? Well, I have another theory, and this one I probably shouldn't even say because I have no way of substantiating this, but I think it's a very solid theory. What if Joe Biden can't walk away? Now, what do I mean by that? Can't walk away. Well, you ever seen a movie or read a book or even a documentary, because these things happen, about various criminal enterprises and guys who lose their lives or are threatened with losing their lives if they want to leave the organization? Hey, I'm done with this mafia life. I want to go and be a plumber and raise my family. Can't do that. We'll shoot you in the face. Well, why? Well, because once you're in that dark world, once you are a criminal and criminally connected, then very bad people rely on you for things. And if you try to become unreliable, if you try to leave them, they will hurt you. Now, I'm not saying anyone's going to hurt Joe Biden, but let's talk for a minute, very frankly, about Joe Biden, Joe Biden's family businesses, his son, Hunter, his brother, his wife, his cousin's brother's uncle's dog, in every other part of the Biden criminal enterprise. And I will explain a theory on if he doesn't leave, why I think maybe he won't leave. Before we do that, I think I have a theory about you. I have a theory about why you're not sleeping on a MyPillow yet. I bet you're worried about the price, aren't you? It's very common when you have a product as well known as MyPillow, when the quality is as well known, it's very natural to assume that it's out of your price range, especially in this economy. If someone comes to you and says, hey, I've got the best pillow on the planet, you're naturally going to assume, oh gosh, that's got to be $100. That's got to be a couple hundred dollars. I can't afford that. We can't even afford a Red Lobster right now. Well, MyPillow knows that too. And so they jump on every opportunity they have to have an amazing sale. And they have a $25 extravaganza sale going on right now. It's not one thing. It's a list of things at MyPillow on sale, $25, including the king of them all, the brand new MyPillow with the Giza fabric. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, let's dig into my theory on the Bidens, on a potential theory on Joe Biden before we get into the other animals in this drama here. My theory on why Joe Biden might not leave. As I explain, criminal enterprises oftentimes will trap you in them where you can't leave. You know too much damaging stuff, or you do something that's too vital for the people in charge. I read a book one time, I believe it was a Russian gang, the Russian mafia, don't quote me on that, but they had a fence. You know what a fence is? A fence is somebody in the criminal world who could you rob something, some diamonds. He's the guy, because you can't just run down to the local pawn shop and say, hey, I need $10 million. He's the guy who will find a buyer, and then he'll bring you the money back. He's the guy who can fence your stuff. And the book was about a bunch of stuff, but this guy was a little side part of it. And he eventually, I believe his wife got sick. He wanted out. He said, I don't have time to do this. I can't do this. And the Russians flat out told him, we'll cut your wife's head off. We don't have anyone else to fence our stuff. You're our fence forever. So let's talk about Joe Biden. You know that Hunter Biden obviously is a disaster. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows about the drugs and the ladies and the businesses and the bankruptcy and the taxes and the felony. He's just a disaster. Now, here's the deal. That's what we know. What don't we know? Hunter Biden has admitted on camera that he believes foreign countries, Russia and China, are probably in possession of his information. That laptop we have wasn't the only one Hunter Biden had. Hunter Biden's had many laptops. That one we have, that's just our only glimpse into the criminal world of the Biden family, the meetings with Joe, the texts, the pictures, the drugs. That is a one little window into what we know. Picture you're standing in front of Mount Rushmore and someone hands you one of the little toilet paper rolls and you got to hold it up to your eyes and you're zoomed in on Honest Abe. And you think to yourself, gosh, that's what I know. What else is there? Well, there's always a lot more, isn't there? That's what we know. What does the Chinese government know about the Biden family that we don't? Do you remember? Just a theory. We're gaming this out in our heads here. Just you and me talking. You do remember the spy balloon, don't you? It was a big story for about 24 hours. Then we all moved on. But let's just discuss this again. They detected that spy balloon when it was over Alaska. A spy balloon is the easiest thing in the world to take out of the sky. It just doesn't move very quickly. It's not even manned. There are no evasive maneuvers. It's something that you could just swat right out of the sky in a million different ways. And the White House refused to allow the military to take it out. And of course, they gave some lame excuse about how dangerous it would be. Anyone who spent any time over Canada or Alaska or out west, I grew up in Montana, knows there are endless seas of land with nobody on them where you could take out an entire moon and not hurt anybody, let alone a little spy satellite. So the excuse itself didn't make any sense. They allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse west to east the entire United States of America, and we found out after the fact the Chinese spy balloon was doing, it would stop over our military installations and do figure eights over the military installations, clearly grabbing either visual data or signals intelligence or whatever. We don't know the capabilities, and I'm sure it's classified. We'll never know. But gathering who knows what, they allowed it to get clear to the Atlantic before they shot it down. And one of the things that made that story so amazing, on top of everything else, was why? There was no explanation. There is zero good reason. Not even an excuse you might believe. There are no reasons why you would allow a foreign power to spy on your country and your military bases. The reasons are zero, unless you're not allowed to shoot it down. Why would the commander-in-chief allow China to spy on our country right out in the open? It's not like this was done in secret. It was a news story. We were yelling about it while the balloon was in the air. Could someone shoot it down, please? And yet, the Biden White House allowed it. So I'm just going to drop my theory and then we'll move on, because we have to talk about the other players in this game. What if Russia, China, Ukraine, what if they've made a phone call? And what if they've told Joe Biden, under no uncertain terms, you are running for re-election. You're not allowed to drop out. And if you do drop out, Joe, well, I've got me a little laptop here, and you thought the last one was bad? You're not going to believe what's on Hunter Biden's laptop that we picked up in his last trip to Shanghai. Joe, we know this, 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 and this about you, your wife, your kids, your business, your this, your that. And if you withdraw from the presidency, the entire world will know 5 minutes later, because we'll have it at every news station on the planet. So congratulations, Joe. You're running for re-election. Now, I don't know this. In fact, I haven't even heard a rumor of it. But tell me that's a far-fetched theory to have. What if Joe Biden is staying? Because that's his only option. Think about that. Now, we'll dig into this more, because there's an anti-Biden faction getting as loud as the pro-Biden faction, and it is just nuts to watch all this. Before we do that, let's get good with our weapons. It's not enough to carry a weapon on you or to have a weapon in your home or something like that. Can you use it when you're scared? Well, I don't know. Well, then if you don't know, then you know. You can't. You can use your weapon when you're scared, when your adrenaline is pumping, if you've practiced. Because once your adrenaline starts pumping, once you're afraid, once you're in that dark parking lot and that man is coming at you, once you're at the front door and he's kicking it in and your adrenaline's pumping, you will revert to your level of training. So are you ready? A Mantis X will get you ready without having to leave the comfort of your home. Mantis X ships right to your home. It attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice inside of your home. You will track your progress and you'll be shocked at how good you get and how fast you get that good. And it's what the Marines use. It's what the Green Berets use. It works. MantisX.com. Go train like you mean it. MantisX.com. We'll be back.